Club members to this week's Lunch and Learn. And this month of September, we're talking everything hygiene department. So talking about the benefits that a hygiene department can have for your dental practice if you don't have one in place already, how we create the environment for patients to embrace the hygiene department, what it can mean to you financially, and how we can actually structure the hygiene department so the hygienists themselves are being really well supported. So that's this whole month of September. Let's get cracking with the focus on today's hygiene episode. So first of all, let's quickly move through the top four benefits of incorporating a hygiene department within your dental practice. Number one is absolutely increased practice turnover. And I am going to step you through an Excel calculator that I've developed for you to be able to gauge in your particular unique practice what kind of financial impact a hygienist can have in your practice. The other benefits are improved patient care. Traditionally, a dentist will spend about half an hour on the dental cleaning, and a hygienist will spend 1 hour, so double the length of time. And during that time, they're throwing in a whole bunch of oral hygiene instruction and education about where their situation, their oral condition is right now in regards to their hygiene, and what they can do to improve it, which will also help any of your restorations as a dentist will make sure that they have a longer life in the patient's mouth as well. And so with that additional time that the hygienist can spend on the cleaning, the kind of reports back from patients are that they understand their oral condition that bit more and what they can do at home to help maintain it, maintain the health of it, but also that the cleaning was a little bit more gentle, a little bit less painful, and it is going to wildly depend on each hygienist and each dentist, but just with the additional focus and care on the patient during that 1 hour, the patient experience is certainly improved. We've also got a higher treatment acceptance rate when a hygienist comes into play as well. They've got additional time to be able to explain to a patient whatever dentist recommendations there's been, why that's actually needed. And they can be speaking to the patient while they're doing the cleaning as well, around all the benefits of the treatment recommendations that the dentist has made. They have got more time to allow the patient to be able to ask questions around it, and it's an additional authority figure supporting what the dentist says. So the dentist says you need to have a crown on that tooth, and the patient may not feel comfortable in quizzing the dentist about the whys and how to's. But with the hygienist, that could be a different kind of relationship where they feel a bit more comfortable saying, why do I actually need a crown? And so the hygienist becomes a great support, a great right arm for the dentist as well. So the treatment acceptance rates do tend to increase quite dramatically when a hygienist is involved, and it's good to have the hygienist and dentist speak quite frequently around the treatment plan of a patient so everyone's on the same page and giving that consistent message to the patient. And the fourth top benefit of having a hygiene department within your practice is improved patient oral hygiene. They are monitored more closely. Their discussion and explanations and education around their hygiene and home care is that much more. And so they do tend to have an increased level of oral hygiene at home, making their general dental health much better, and the longevity of any restorations that you put in place as a dentist, they'll last longer as well. So what I wanted to focus on today is the increased practice turnover that you can achieve when you implement a hygiene department within your practice. And this is a snapshot of a particular practice that I did this for just over the past couple of months. So this is actual practitioner figures in an actual practice. And then I'm going to go on to the Excel document to show you how, given different scenarios, what the end result will look like for you as well. So let's have a look at this. First of all, we've got the current productivity, and I use the financial year of 2020-21, and the software that you use for your dental management is going to provide you with a lot of this information. First one, invoices or turnover for that year period, and you divide that by the number of dentists that you've got. So dentist number one in this particular practice turned over 208,798. Dentist number two turned over $325,776. The total practice turnover was just over $500,000 at $534,574. The next thing is to establish what our productive hours are. Now, I do suggest, and when I work with clients one-on-one, I really do suggest that their key performance indicator around productive hours needs to be as exact and accurate as possible. Quite often, if a dentist has got a booking for 75 minutes, but it only took 60 minutes, in the appointment book, it still keeps it there as the 75 minutes. I say as the flow of the day rolls out, you're adjusting those times to be accurate. What you want is for your eventual hourly rate figure for all of the dentists to be as accurate as possible, and that means it takes into consideration any downtime, any time they ran early, ran late, had a missed appointment time, all those sort of things. So you really want to be able to say, to the very best that we can calculate, that's how much money this particular dentist turns over every hour. If you haven't been tracking that over the past year, then averages will be fine. You're trying to get a general view of the financial impact, so an average will be fine. They generally work, in surgery 7 hours of the day, they're in 3 days a week. This is how many days over the year they worked, times by 7 hours, will give you a very good indication of how many productive hours they've had that year. This particular case, the first dentist is productive in the figure of 691 hours for that past year. Second dentist was 785 hours. Hourly rate, you divide the turnover, 208,000, by their productive hours of 691, and they've got an hourly rate, dentist number one, of $298. Same equation for dentist number two, 325,776. Divided by their productive hours of 785 will give a 387 hourly rate. Next thing is to track what income does your practice currently generate with your dentist doing the cleanings. There'll be a report in your software of select these particular item numbers and we'll spit out how much money you've made from those. So let's make it nice and easy, just tracking the 114s and the 115s at the moment. Dentist number one had generated an invoice tally of $35,904 for those two item numbers over the past year. Dentist number two was just about the same, $35,811. The practice in total generated $71,715 from these item numbers. And now we need to have how much time the dentist spent doing those. So for your 114s and 115s, it is a safe bet that you can easily generate an average figure for that. Sure, sometimes it's going to be a little bit longer, but on average, as per norm, what does your dentist do? This particular practice spent 45 minutes on their cleanings. They had 1 hour recall visits, 15 minutes for the checkup and explanations, 45 minutes for the cleanings. You may work at a dental practice where the dentists are spending half an hour on the cleanings or 20 minutes on the cleanings. So again, get a report of how many 114s and 115s were done, and you times it by the average time spent on those appointment times. So dentist number one in this particular example had spent 295 hours in that past year on cleanings. Dentist number two spent 241.75 hours. And here I've got the number of occasions a cleaning was done in your clinic. How many times was a 114 or 115 actually completed? And dentist number one did 393 of them. Dentist number two did 322 of them. The next section, this orange section, is let's find out how much productivity was done by the dentist without any of the cleaning income. So how much time did they spend just doing the checkups, fillings, root canals, ortho, crown and bridge, aesthetic work, all that stuff. So we're going to find out how much money they generated, but take away any cleaning income. So first of all, total productive hours less any time they spent on the cleanings, and that's total productive hours up here, 691. Take away from that 295, which is the amount of time they spent on the cleanings, and dentist number one had 396 productive hours spent on productive stuff. I'm just going to make that term productive stuff, all the more higher hourly rate stuff, such as fillings, ortho, crown and bridge. The cleaning hourly rate is always going to be one of the lower income generators for a dentist. So 396 hours they spent on productive stuff. And the amount of money that they generated from the productive stuff, and that's going to be their total turnover, less any money they made on the cleaning. So that's 208,798 less 35,904 equals, for dentist number one in this particular example, $172,894. And then I divide that new figure, that 172,000 figure, by their productive hours less any time for cleaning, so divide it by 396, and then we've got a new updated hourly rate of what that dentist's productivity hourly rate is when they're not doing any cleanings. And for this particular dentist, 437. They used to be billing out $298 per hour. Now they're billing out at $437 per hour. That is a big difference. Second dentist, they now have the productive hours of 543. When they take out any time spent on cleanings, their turnover is for non-cleaning appointment times is $289,965. So their new hourly rate is $534 per hour, up from $387. This is going to make a big impact on the turnover of the practice. The next section is really key. This is, okay, now that the dentist isn't doing the cleanings anymore, they're now spending the time they were doing the cleanings with more productive stuff. What is that amount of money that they're making in that cleaning appointment time? So in the past, dentist number one made $35,904 during the time they spent doing cleanings. Now with their increased productivity rate, they're going to be doing $128,797. And the second dentist, instead of making $35,811, is going to be generating $129,096. Big shifts. Let's move into the green section. This is where we add in together each dentist, what their turnover is less the cleanings, plus their turnover with the increased productivity rate, and that gives us their new turnover for that year. So dentist number one, instead of turning over $208,798, now they're going to have turned over $301,691. So in this past year, if that dentist did have the hygiene department in play, this is going to be their new income. 30% increase in their income. Crazy stuff. Second dentist goes from $325,776 turnover to $419,061. On top of that, we've got the hygienist sitting there doing all the cleanings. In this particular case, they're going to start charging out at $280 per hour for the hygiene visits for patients. And we times that $280 per hour, times that by the number of 114s and 115s that were generated for the practice. So times it by 715, and that income for the hygiene, they're contributing over $200,000 to the annual productivity of your practice. In the past, this past year, this practice turned over $534,574. Now, this practice, had they had a hygiene department, would have turned over $920,000. That is over a 40% increase to turnover. That's a big, big difference. Let's go to the Excel document. I'm going to make a couple of little adjustments just so you can get a feel for what happens in this calculator when you try to make it appropriate to your particular practice. Okay, so here is the Excel calculator. The practice that I use as an example, there are practices that have dentists that generate a higher income than that. So I want to give an indication of what the picture would look like if one of those practices was going to enter their details into this calculator. So the figures to adjust are the turnover. Let's say dentist number one was turning over $400,000 a year. Let's say dentist number two was not turning over $325,000 but was generating $500,000 per year. So I gave that particular practice a $900,000 turnover. And let's change the hygiene visit to $300 per hour. This particular practice, where it was turning over $900,000, now is turning over $1.5 million. The impact is enormous. Let's change that hygiene figure down to 150, just for an example. The turnover of the practice has still achieved an outstanding result, $1.4 million from $900,000. So establishing a hygiene department within your practice could make the best financial sense of any option out there for you. And I'm going to, over this month of September, start giving you some information on if you want to go down that path, what you can do to establish the framework, the structure, the systems to support a hygiene department within your practice. What do we say to patients? How do we set all that up as well? And also, how do we create an environment where hygienists are beating down a door to come and work for you? I hope you have a fantastic week, and I look forward to seeing you next week for our next step in the month of September, being Hygiene Month. Thanks. Bye.